The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on today's program. It is 7-7-20, folks, Tuesday. And just got off the horn with Dr. Orient. She had to put the interview back an hour, so she will be with us at the top of the next hour. Sorry about the confusion, but it's going to be well worth the wait. There are times that people do their due diligence, and for me to sit and listen to it and copy and make notes and present it to you, I prefer to let the people that have actually done the work present their own material. And this comes from Daniel from National Notable. And it's the Ghislaine Maxwell Red Pill. Now, whether that's Ghislaine or Ghislaine or who cares? I suspect a fix is in here because she has already made a plea deal. How can you make a plea deal when you haven't done the proper investigation to find out how far this child trafficking sex ring goes? But see, that's the point, isn't it? That is the point. Here is the National Notable, Daniel. Does a good presentation, background on the old man. And you haven't heard much about this. Her sisters. Oh, and making databases that the FBI and other government agencies use. Oh, it gets deep. Here is Daniel from National Notable.
Notables today, we have a video called Ghislaine Maxwell Red Pill, where I'm going to be endeavoring to give you a concise, consolidated red pill about Ghislaine Maxwell and just show people the rabbit hole. For those who don't know what a red pill is, it's basically information in the form of a briefing or anything that is able to convey information whereby one can learn about a topic that they've never known about before and then be better off for it. This particular topic is extremely important. It's not a partisan issue. The information we're going to be covering is about children and having justice for these children that have been abused for decades. That's all gone unpunished in a corrupt justice system, which has been perpetuated all around the world. Respectfully speaking, a large percentage of our population has been, in my opinion, they've just been apathetic about political information. They tune out of it. It's too polarizing. It's not for them. They don't like it. And this topic is not a political topic. This is about justice being done for those who've been preying on children. So this is not a partisan issue, truly. It's been made to be a partisan issue, and the media has tried to spin this in a partisan way. But I'm going to just give you the facts today about Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. This is happening exactly 1 year after the whole Jeffrey Epstein debacle. And frankly speaking, people in our community of patriots have been getting briefings high-level briefings about Jeffrey Epstein since April of 2018. And we've been trying to raise awareness about this issue of who he is, what he's been doing. And it's really important to get out this information now, because potentially even this next week, there's going to be even bigger bombshells dropping. If you haven't heard recently, Ghislaine Maxwell is Jeffrey Epstein's partner in crime in terms of sex trafficking of children. This is a pretty diabolical topic, but I'm going to try to cover it in a lighthearted way. This video is meant to be very shareable and introductory. It's going to be getting into some intermediate information in terms of Ghislaine Maxwell's sisters, Isabel and Christine, right now. I believe they're twins. So here's a little profile on Isabel, and then we've got one on Christine. But before we do get into the sisters and the father, take a look at Ghislaine right here. She is representing, I don't know who she's representing other than herself here, but she's sitting and conversing with global governance at the United Nations. This child sex trafficker has been a part of global governance before. So just curious. Now looking at her sisters, here's Isabel, and then we've got Christine as well. They're both in deep into software, and they actually created the database that the CIA and the FBI and the DEA runoff, which helps to identify money laundering and trafficking.
Oh, so no, there's
the
a big
people
surprise.
Who are responsible for the trafficking have people on the inside, their own blood, to create the systems by which law enforcement is supposed to track and bring to justice the human traffickers. Talk about having an inside person. So this is going to get a little bit into the father as well, and we'll jump to him. Did you know that Ghislaine Maxwell had two sisters named Christine and Isabel, and together they created this software that works on the intelligence databases of the FBI, CIA, and DEA? So we literally have two daughters of a Mossad spy, and the Mossad spy is Robert Maxwell, working as spies for U.S. intelligence and providing software to the FBI to help with espionage, while the younger sister is a massive sex trafficker and was recently captured by the FBI. Now, what do you think of her capture? Well, there's been a lot of house cleaning at the FBI recently, so it stands to reason that the swamp is being drained out, and we'll see what happens with the Ghislaine Maxwell case. But it does appear, and I'll link all this stuff in the description, that Ghislaine Maxwell's sisters created the software that law enforcement agencies use to help identify money laundering and human trafficking. So talk about a conflict of interest. Okay, now let's get into Robert Maxwell. Robert Maxwell is Ghislaine's father. Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert, was an Englishman, but he was given a state funeral in Israel when he passed away. And in attendance at the state funeral was the Prime Minister of Israel.
So here's a piece from the Washington Post. And it's from 1991, okay, so it's nearly 30 years ago, where the publisher, Robert Maxwell, was given a funeral befitting of a national hero by the country of Israel. He was buried in the most prestigious spot, the cemetery on Jerusalem's Mount of Olives, facing the Western Wall. His funeral was attended by a host of Israeli politicians led by Prime Minister Yitzhak Shamir, and the president called him a man cast in a heroic mold. Keep in mind, Maxwell is not Israeli. He's British. Made a fortune in Britain. He owned massive newspaper there, the biggest newspaper, the New York Daily News, and he also owned Britain's Mirror newspaper group, and became involved in an exchange of lawsuits with the author Seymour Hersh, who accused Maxwell of working with Israel's Mossad intelligence agency. Then Maxwell died at sea, which only intensified the speculation in London, where Hersh promised to provide further revelations of the 68-year-old publisher's clandestine Israeli connections. Now, of course, Israel denies this. They say, oh, he's just a Jew who's returned to his roots. That's all. But of course, if he's a spy, Israel is not going to come out and say, oh yeah, that guy's a Mossad agent. No big deal. We'll just be totally transparent. Every country wants to keep in confidence who their spies are. So I'll link this article, and let's go to another one here. We're still in 1999. This time, check out the Los Angeles Times article here. Mirrorgate, Robert Maxwell's press empire strikes back at the scandal of Seymour Hersh, who's an author, journalist, who's been accused of libel because of a book he wrote linking British journalists working for Robert Maxwell with Israel's Secret Service. Now, this story has got some interesting legs to it, and in a roundabout way, it connects with information that we've talked about around a year ago on this channel. The long and short of this is that Robert Maxwell had a media empire, a consortium of multiple newspapers and newspaper groups, and he was an asset of Israeli Secret Service. his daughter Ghislaine was running human trafficking and blackmailing politicians. Robert was given a state funeral by the state of Israel, and it would not surprise me one bit if Ghislaine Maxwell was also an Israeli Mossad intelligence asset. So we can get into more details of this. I'm going to link this article in the description. Please read it for yourself. Seymour Hersh wrote a book that was called The Samson Option. And if you don't know what the Samson Option is, this thing goes in and it really blew the cover off of exactly how big Israel's nuclear program was. It's massive. And the Samson Option is that if Israel is ever attacked or faces nuclear annihilation, the Samson Option is where if Israel goes down, so does the whole world. The Israeli military is taken out, will take down the whole world if they are being taken down. So that's what the Samson Option is. But this guy Davies was a foreign editor for Maxwell, had links with Secret Service. Davies' wife, his former wife, 33-year-old actress, gave evidence to Hersh in form of two documents where she was talking about evidence of arms deals between Davies and U.S. arms dealers. And this was taken seriously by conservative members of parliament and Labor member George Galloway, who claimed that Davies betrayed Israel nuclear technician Mordecai Vanunu to the Mossad in London, and then Vanunu was put in solitary confinement and is either died there or he was still there in 1991. So then we go to Ben Menashe. Ben Menashe lives in Canada. Check him out. He was Israeli-born businessman and was previously an employee of the Military Intelligence Directorate of Israel. And for 10 years, from 77 to 87, and he was an arms dealer. Then he lived in Canada, but then his house got firebombed. Montreal home of self-described Israeli spy gutted in a firebombing. This happened in 2012, and now we have in 2019, Whitney Webb. I've referenced this before on this channel when it came to Ben Menashe, but sure enough, now he's talking about Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell working for Israel. Recent interview given by a former high-ranking official in Israeli military claimed that Epstein's sexual blackmail enterprise was an Israeli intelligence operation run for the purpose of entrapping powerful individuals and politicians in the U.S. and abroad. Follow Whitney Webb. She's a really great journalist. Okay, so isn't this interesting? So the long and short of it, again, is Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell are Israeli agents. Now, does that mean they're only Israeli? No, I think they could be double agents or perhaps triple agents for at least U.S. CIA and potentially others. Okay, so it's not just an Israeli thing. I'm sure there are other intelligence agencies that are in cahoots with this. And this is the deep state, everybody. This is what, when people talk about the deep state, this is what we're referencing. Unelected people who are deeply entrenched in government and you don't have any say about it and you don't even know about it. Now, it's all coming crumbling down because the executive branch of the United States has been retaken by we the people. Okay, so this is really great news. Robert Maxwell performed a service so much so in the state of Israel that they gave him a state funeral. He died in extremely devious circumstances, falling to his death off of his yacht. So there's likely more to the story there, and there is a lot of intelligence connections with regard to Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein in general. People thought he was the big bad guy, but really he's being handled. He was a deviant, no doubt, but he was an asset and he was being used because of his problem. He was controllable. And Ghislaine Maxwell has been indicted, arrested, charged almost exactly 1 year to the date of Jeffrey Epstein a year ago in July 2019. Ghislaine Maxwell is now spilling the beans. She's going to be telling what she knows. And therefore, a lot of high-profile individuals are feeling panicked right now. This particular topic is not being covered correctly or fairly in any mainstream media because they're complicit in the cover-up. And therefore, we have to bring this information to you. It's absolutely vital. This narrative of her and Epstein is quite pervasive. It is international blackmail operation in the highest ranks of government, media, Hollywood, and even royalty, whereby they could obtain blackmail and then use that blackmail to leverage their position of power. Ghislaine Maxwell is going to open up a whole can of worms. When Epstein died last year, a lot of high-level people breathed a sigh of relief because he had dirt on everyone. Epstein was a deviant. From humble beginnings as a math teacher, he rose in the ranks and is doing business with the richest people on earth, owning private islands and ranches and condos, buddying up with the most powerful people and CEOs. It's a little suspicious that doesn't just happen. It's not just a random thing. The point is, this video is meant to be a rabbit hole to show people the greater picture of what's really been going on. The mainstream media will not cover because they're proven liars. Okay, they've lied about hydrochloroquine most recently. It's worked the whole time.
it's been working the whole time, and they kept people from it, saying it would even kill people when it's worked the whole time. They lied about this whole CV situation in terms of pinning it all on our president when he closed the borders day one and said, get on hydrochloroquine. And now we know today hydrochloroquine cures the thing. The mainstream media lied about it and said, it'll kill you. Don't take it.
The president says, what have you got to lose? It sounds like what you're saying, you have a risk of losing your life if you do what the president just recommended.
That's correct.
They've been complicit in raising this death toll. The whole reason why it's killed so many people is because certain governors went against federal policy and mandated or forced COVID-positive patients into nursing homes where the most vulnerable population is.
They don't have the right to object. That is the rule. And that is the regulation, and they have to comply with it.
0.46% of the population is in nursing homes, and over 45% of the deaths have been from nursing homes. So read between the lines. Trump didn't do that. Okay, that was other people who are responsible for that, and they need to have the blame on them. Needless to say, the mainstream media will not cover because they're proven liars. They are the enemy of the people, unfortunately. And so that's why independent media like myself and others are having to bring the truth to you in this manner. I realize it's a little unconventional, but we're going to try to do this. We're going to break it down for you as best we can. If you like this video, please subscribe and share this to other people so they can be acclimated to this type of information and the truth. Generally speaking, we've been getting it ahead of time from a military intelligence communications back channel from the United States government to the people, not only of the United States, but the entire planet, that has been known as Q. And if you don't know who Q is, it's just like I said, it's a military intelligence communications back channel to all the people so that the head brass in the military and all the individuals who are cleaning up this mess can tell us what's happening and inform us of what's going to be happening. And it's been continuously validated. We've been given good information over and over again by this Q team of individuals. If you haven't heard of it, all the raw intelligence drops are on www.qmap.pub. And it doesn't matter if you don't believe it's real. Doesn't matter if you think Q is... The mainstream media has tried to attack Q more so than any other topic in existence. They call it fake. They call it a conspiracy theory. They say it's been debunked. And frankly speaking, it hasn't been. And we know it's real. President's own family tweets about it. President tweets about it. And General Flynn just said, where we go, one, we go all, in his July 4th tweet to the people where he took the oath again.
Jack Flynn.
Do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The office on which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
Where we go one, we go all.
God bless America.
So it doesn't matter if you don't believe Q is a legitimate intel source. It is. It already is. It's been proven. And there are other videos that can prove that to you. The only real debate that people have is whether Q and Trump's military government are using Q for good or for bad. I personally believe it's for good. However, there's no question or debate whether this information back channel is coming from the Donald Trump administration. So there's no doubt about it. Okay. For instance, this is how we've known about Jeffrey Epstein. Obviously, President Trump has known about Epstein since way before, but back in April or March of 2018, Q was talking about Epstein Island and there's tunnels there and what they're doing, and they're trying to bury the tunnels with concrete. And why would they be trying to do that? Posted pictures of Ray Chandler, which is where this is going. This is going up the chain. We've known, because of Q, we've known about Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, the NXIVM sex cult, blackmail ring in Hollywood that was going on with Jennifer Mack and Keith Raniere, that they both got arrested for child sex trafficking charges. Did you hear any of that on the mainstream news? In one ear, out the other. They didn't even cover it. It's next, some other scandal. Just blame POTUS for everything. Don't cover the child sex trafficking. Totally ignore it. That's what they've been doing. And so we heard about how this is tied in with royalty and Ray Chandler and all sorts of politicians. The Clintons have both gone to this pedophile private island. It's just the facts. They're on the flight logs. And there's nothing people can say to deny that. All they can do is try to distract you with something else. So please pay attention to this. Ghislaine Maxwell is...
Let's take this break. There's a few more minutes of this. It's actually 43 minutes and 55 seconds long. I'm only going to play a few more minutes of it, about three. But this entire video, folks, we post it on the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Click it, look at it, and share it. You're the news media, folks, anymore. You're the people that put out the morning paper.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. We are back. I already have people that want to take issue with Q, and this is not about Q, folks. I'm telling you. The information that came forth has been background checked, double checked. Whether it came from Q, and the guy even admitted, he says whether you believe Q is part of the intelligence apparatus working with the Trump organization or what, doesn't matter. These are the facts, and they have been verified. So don't shoot the messenger, okay? Few more minutes of this, and then we'll move on.
One thing, and these people were so brazen with their child sex trafficking, they were so confident that they'd never get caught that they're tweeting about it, they're posting pictures on Instagram, even advertising this, and it's totally despicable. And it's a travesty. And we have to care about this. So please get this information out. Everything I'm telling you today is linked in the description. There's sources for this, so you can go check it out yourselves. And please, if I could encourage you to do one thing, it's quit being apathetic about this particular topic. Start caring. We've been apathetic and ignorant to this particular topic for far too long.
We'll stop it there. Yeah. And who's behind this? Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. Well, let me give you another eye-opener here. You know, our friends over in Israel, you know, the ones that taught our police how to use tactics that heretofore that they never dared to use. You know, and then we had this problem with drug raids in this country. We just couldn't get the bad guys, and, you know, there was too much time for them to destroy evidence. So, oh, the Israeli trick of dynamic entry. And that's kicking in the door and shooting anything that moves or anything that looks like it's a threat, including ankle-biter dogs. I even heard of somebody's parrot being shot. An Israeli government contractor founded by a former Israeli spy has partnered with one of the U.S. state at the U.S. state and is set to announce a series of new partnerships with other states and U.S. healthcare providers to monitor civilian health and use an IDF-designed AI system to profile Americans likely to contract coronavirus and to inform U.S. government lockdown policy. The company is tied to Israeli military signal intelligence unit, Unit 8200, has recently partnered with the state of Rhode Island to use an artificial intelligence-based system developed in tandem with the Israeli Defense Forces to profile Americans potentially infected or at risk of being infected with coronavirus, then informing government authorities of their risk profile. Once flagged, state health officials can target those individuals as well as their communities for mandatory testing, treatment, and/or more restrictive lockdown measures. The firm, Israeli-based Diagnostic Robotics, is poised to announce a series of new such partnerships with several U.S. states, as well as major U.S. hospital systems and healthcare providers in the coming weeks. According to a company spokesman, the first of these announcements... Excuse me. Came on June 30th regarding the firm's new partnership with Mayo Clinic, which will soon implement the Diagnostic Robotics, the artificial intelligence platform that predicts patients' hospitalization risk. They have also been in discussions with Vice President Mike Pence about the platform's implementation nationwide since April. Yeah, Pence, you need to go. You really do. Their creeping expansion into the U.S. state coronavirus response and that of other countries has been directly facilitated by the organization Startup Nation Central, funded by controversial hedge fund manager Paul Singer and directly partnered with an Israeli government-backed intelligence initiative aimed at making the United States dependent on technology developed by the Israeli military or intelligence community as a means of preventing the adoption of policies that support a nonviolent boycott, divest in sanctions, the BDS movement at the state and local levels. This initiative also serves the dual purpose of ensuring Israelis' political influence and positioning as the global cyber power, an oft-repeated policy goal, of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Since March, Diagnostic Robotics, the AI-based risk profiling software for coronavirus, has been utilized by the Israeli state in the form of National Israeli COVID-19 Monitoring System, a key component of its increasingly Orwellian national health surveillance system. That system, which also initially partnered with Shalit, Israel's largest health services provider, now involves the daily nationwide monitoring of coronavirus-related symptoms of the population. Of course, these coronavirus-related symptoms include common symptoms such as headaches, coughing, abdominal pain, and confusion, which can indicate any number of minor illnesses, allergic reactions, or other conditions entirely unrelated to coronavirus. More on this when we get back, folks. We're up to our eyeballs in Israelis and Jews that they call themselves Jews but really aren't. Well, you get the picture. I'm sick of this. And I'm telling you, the deal has already been made with Ghislaine Maxwell. Jeez, old Pete.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
When it gets cold outside and you got nobody to love, you'll understand what I mean when I say there's no way we're gonna give up. Like a little girl cries in the face of a monster that lives in her dreams. Is there anyone out there? 'Cause it's getting
young. They're doing more testing, folks, and oh my God, we've got a horrendous outbreak of coronavirus. Well, no, we don't. Folks, it's the middle of summer down here in Texas, okay? We don't have flu outbreaks in Texas in the middle of summer. And what they're putting out there right now is because, well, they're doing more testing and it's showing up more. We've got more positives. We have more coronavirus cases. It's not a case. If you're not sick with the disease, it's not a case. But then I digress. The diagnostic robotics platform specifically acquires information from individuals via an online questionnaire. It also has access to national and private health databases by virtue of its partnerships with Clalit. It's spelled C-L-A-L-I-T. As well as four Israeli health management organizations. All of the country's domestic health care providers and Israel's health ministry. Now that data is then pooled and analyzed to assess a given individual's probability of infection. Yeah, if you don't think that that's absolutely rife with monumental bovine excrement. Absolutely, absolutely insane. By the way, Trump today withdrew from the World Health Organization, or the World Whore Organization, as I like to call them. We're out of there. Now, if we could just figure out how to get neocon Pence the hell out of there that brought Burks and this Fauci character in. Today, they had a roundtable discussion at the White House about reopening the schools. This is not going to stop, folks. It is not going to stop. Mike? Yeah, it'd be good if you did that. Is that Andy in Texas? That's not really in Texas. He's in Californication. If I call him, if I call you, if I sent you a letter, it'd have to go to California, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir, it would. But hey, so can we give this a little thought, John? And please don't get pissed at me. My theory is that Donald Trump is here for the implosion of America.
Okay.
And he has given us this amazing feeling of patriotism and whatnot. And we're all following it. And we want to believe what this guy is doing. But he's just here as the guy who's going to oversee the destruction of America. Have you ever given that any thought?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have, Andy. And I rejected it.
And why did you reject it?
Why? Because of what I've seen the guy doing, where he came from, what he's doing, and how he's been doing it, in spite of being jammed in any given, inside the White House with his own staff, the news media, the FBI. There's too many people that want this guy's head to be one of them. And if you think that's just a play-acting sham for America, well, then there's nothing I can do to change your mind, Andy.
Well, no, and I'm not asking you to change my mind, but, okay, we all know that the world is a stage, right?
No, Andy, stop. You said that Donald Trump is the hand-picked puppet to oversee the destruction of this country. That's what you said.
I actually did not say that.
Okay, say what you said. If I misquoted, please correct me.
Yes. I asked you, do you think he's here to just proceed what's going on? That's what I asked you. I didn't call him a puppet. I didn't say that at all. What I'm saying is, look, okay, listen to a guy like Steve Pachinik. Listen to the people from the CIA that we've heard from, that Kinney guy. And Steve Pachinik and stuff, how they overthrow governments. They make people think things are the way they are, but they're not. I mean, and we all know, like I said before you cut me off, was that the world is a stage. And guess what Donald Trump is? He's from Hollywood. He's done some stuff. He's been all live and stuff. You think, I mean, don't hate me for this, John, and discredit me and throw me out the window. I'm just throwing this at you. But do you think for 1 minute
this guy's from Texas?
Parade?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I thought my mic was off. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I just want to know. I mean, for God's sake, bro, we have been screwed from the minute we were born to the day we're sitting here right now.
And that's why I'm here. This is why I've been here for 30 years, Andy. Because
and I know
how we've been screwed over. God.
But you're still thinking that this guy, Donald Trump, has got your best interest. I truly believe he was sent here to appease us while they destroy our nation. What's happened under him? You want to blame him on the Democrats? Go ahead and blame it on the Democrats. But look at the stupid stuff they tried to impeach him with. There's so many other things they could have impeached him for. Look at the dumb shit they went for. They went for some look at the stuff they went for.
Calm down, Andy. Andy, I cannot hear you if you're talking that loud into the phone, okay? Calm down.
My bad. My bad. I'm sorry, John. I'm just a ticked off individual.
Well, I say, yeah. You think?
Yeah. No, I just think that Donald Trump is. I mean, we're all seeing him as some sort of. Great. I would love to see him over Biden. So yeah, let's praise this guy until he gets the presidency. But let's go after him after this. If he doesn't do nothing after he gets the 2020 election, if he wins on the 3rd of November, let's give him all the credit in the world. But let's be very critical of what he does after that, simply because what he's done before that is just incredibly stupid. Now we can all say, well, the deep state has control of this, and we're all giving him credit for that. But he's the president of the United States.
He's just the president of the United States, Andy. Now I get to talk. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I do not think Donald Trump was a plant that was brought in to see the destruction, total destruction of this country. And there have been many presidents that have gotten in that White House thinking that they have all the power that they've told that they really have, and then discover that they don't. And then you discover that it's not only the deep state, and I'm not talking about the sock puppets that you continually see on TV. That's not the deep state. It's the non-governmental organizations. It's the organizations that have been around undermining this country for a number of years. Donald Trump, I do believe, and by the way, it's November 6th, not November 3rd, but I do believe that Donald Trump will be elected. And we'll see at that point in time what a lame duck president, they can't threaten him with not holding office anymore. He's done a lot while he's been in office in spite of everybody wanting this guy's hide hung on the backyard shed. And it's convinced me, just by watching the mainstream media, and we know who runs and controls them, as to who Donald Trump really is. Is he going to go down as one of the greatest presidents? Probably not. But I can name a list of presidents that did overt actions against this country and its constitution. You know, Andy, I could go on for the next 30 minutes here with you, but I'm not going to. I understand what you're saying. And yes, we will see. But again, the presidency of the United States should not be the ultimatum of power wielding. Okay? That's not the way this country was constructed. There were certain duties of the federal government and the president of the United States and Congress, and they have failed on many fronts, many, many fronts. The dismantling of this country has been going on for a long time. Andy, I'm not buying that Trump's in there to oversee, you know, the destruction of this country. I just...
Okay, can I say this? First off, you're wrong. It is November 3rd because nobody votes on November 6th, the Thursday of November. It's Tuesday. Okay, so it is November 3rd.
Yeah, whatever.
But, no.
Whatever.
No, you're right. It is whatever. But the point of the matter is that Donald Trump has been, what is he doing right now to rescind all of this? Could he just, do you think that for 1 minute that he could just come out?
He has been. Have you been watching the guy? He's not walking around the White House with masks. Andy, come on, man. I'm tired of arguing with you.
No. You're not arguing with me. I'm just asking you what he says. Has anybody listened to him? Has anybody done anything? Look at the governor.
Okay, cut him off. He's going staccato, and I can't even understand what the hell he's saying. Andy, get a grip, okay? Get a grip. I understand what you're saying, and I'm not going to sit here with you for the next 10 minutes arguing and watching you spin off here. I'm not going to do it. You've made your point several times. I got it. Jeez, oh, Pete. With friends like this, who the hell needs enemies? I just, what do you say to this? What do you say? take a topic that's subjective and then argue the hell out of it. If Donald Trump is a plant to oversee the destruction of this country, he sure as hell fooled me. And I've got a pretty good BS meter. And it's never really moved off of center with Trump. It's never really gone all the way to the left or zero. But it's never pegged either. There's stuff that this guy's done, I'm going, okay. But again, we're talking about the President of the United States that's expected, and the nation looks forward to the next thing the president says. He was never, that office was never intended. That office was never intended to have and wield that sort of power. So here we are, putting it all on Trump, and he's got to save us all. And people aren't going to believe it until they see him walking hand in hand with Jesus across the lake. Stop it! Stop it! I'd like to know what you would do as President of the United States, and where do I send my condolences? This guy is walking a high wire without a net. He knows it. Everybody knows it. What medication did he take for, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks? Oh, the one that they came out and said, oh, no, that hydrochloroquine won't work. No, that's crazy. That'll kill you. Really? Well, guess what, folks? That allows zinc to get into your cellular level, and guess what happens when you got zinc in your body? No flus, no cold, and a tough immune system. And I could go on, but I'm not going to bother. What president? Jeez. Folks, take a breath and think about this. What president has faced this amount of resistance from so many different sides on so many different subjects and policy? Okay? One right after the other, the other, the other. There's never even a moment to take a breath and consider, okay? Reflect. They're not going to allow it. So who's behind this? And Donald Trump is the shepherd on this deal? I don't believe so. And if I did, folks, what would I lose by saying so? I don't care. I know what the office of the presidency was designed for, and I know how it's being misused. I know how it's been misused for damn near 100 years. That's the fault of we the people for allowing our government to get out from under our control. We the people are the government. We've not stayed up to speed with it. We've not done corrective actions against it. And here we sit, and then we want to blame Donald Trump. Come on, man. Yeah. You know, I wish I was a caller into somebody else's show that had been doing it for 30 years. You know? I'd like to be one of the, I'm going to pick fly shit out of your sugar bowl. I'd love it. You know how many people are going to shut up when bullets start flying in this country? And man, it's the one, they say there's always a positive in every action. That would be it. We'll have a forced shut the hell up day. All right, what do you got, Mike?
James in Vancouver.
Hello, James.
How you doing?
Hell, I don't know. How are you?
I'm okay. You got to vote for Trump this coming election. Everybody's got to vote for Trump.
Well,
everybody.
Yeah, well, I get it. Who are you going to vote for? Because I hear Trudeau's not running again. Do you think the heat's been turned up enough up there that this guy doesn't dare seek his office again?
Well, I don't know. His father had a lot of trouble with with the powers of the world. He got into trouble with, he resigned one day. I don't know if you know the story. He just walked into the House of Commons and said one day, yeah, last night I took a walk in the snow and I decided to resign. And
were we talking literal snow, or was that a code word for a mound of cocaine? I don't know.
No, and a year later, his buddy Olof Palme was assassinated on the streets of Stockholm. The elder Trudeau and Olof Palme were good buddies. Hmm. And I figure the elder Trudeau got a phone call saying, if you don't resign, this is what's going to happen to you. And he resigned, and his buddy, of course, wouldn't do it. So that's how these things go.
Well, I wonder...
Anyway...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
No, I was just reflecting here on Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein, wondering how they got into the politics of blackmailing in Canada, in the U.S., in most major nations across the world. This has got me more worried than anything else, that they're going to let this little second-in-command of Jeffrey Epstein's little sex empire make deals, already cut the thing, and we're not going to find out anything. She's going to be naming names, not of any consequence, and it's not going to make any ties back to heads of government or former heads of government. It just won't. They'll kill it.
How about, what are the chances of them getting a grand jury, put her up against a grand jury to testify?
If you can figure out a way to control our federal courts from up there in Canada, that's part of the problem we have down here. Along with the supporting act and characters called the FBI, the other several intelligence agencies in the United States government. Yeah, I'd love to have a grand jury. Yeah, let's hear all the evidence. I'd love to be a fly on the wall for that one. But again, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, but it would be a good idea.
Well, yeah, well, I have a good idea, too. Everybody shut the hell up for a day. But they're not going to.
Well, anyway, I thought I'd give you a call.
Thank you, James. I appreciate it. All right. By the way, got a donation. Thank you very much for this, Richard in Missouri. He sent in a donation for $100, and he says, please mail me a copy of your pre-Lincoln Constitution with the original 13th Amendment. I'd like to, but I don't have copies of it. It's an original 1860 pocket Constitution. And quite frankly, I don't have the money to go out there and reproduce it. I would love to and hand that out. Yeah, the missing 13th Amendment that was never really missing, it was just erased from our country's history, like everything else is being erased now. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
John. Just to reinforce people's thoughts about Trump, that he's been fighting this pedophile garbage before he got in and when he got in, and it was Eric Prince, who was head of Blackwater, who dumped all this information to the New York Police Department of Wiener's on his Wiener's tablet or whatever it was. So this is the reason everyone is against him, is because it incriminates everybody, the Republicans, the Democrats, judges, right, police, everybody. So hang in there, folks, because he's a fighter. He didn't go to military school for, I think, 5 or 6 years to become a lame, like Wiener. But there are people in the background working for him, like the guy who got told to leave the White House, who was with him from the first time he got up till when he went to bed at night, the former New York detective. These people are still back there, folks. And he's just playing the cards the only way he can right now because of who's in control of the media. And it's the pedophiles, folks. The Queen of England runs Canada. So you can wonder why these people are afraid to go against the grain.
Yeah, I mean, we've even got ties to the royalty here with Prince Andrew. Hey, John, I hate to do this, but I've got an interview coming up next hour, and I got one more call to clear the decks on this hour.
I thank you for taking it.
Okay, thanks, John. I appreciate your call. Keith in Michigan. Hello, Keith.
John, how are you today?
Good.
I haven't heard you for almost 30 years when you were on a small radio station here in southeast Michigan to central Michigan.
That's been a lot of years.
You're still the same sane, stable voice.
I try.
That you were then. And those weren't pretty times then either.
No, they were not. Now they're really, really dangerous, Keith.
I was sitting in a scout car listening to you, John.
What did you think of my statement about getting rid of the police departments and becoming sheriff's deputies so we can have peace officers again? What did you think of that?
First blush, I would say no, but thinking about it, there's so much politics into city departments. They're their own little armies, and they always have been. And, man, it would take wiser men than me and maybe you to get this one settled.
Well, the attempt's got a base. Yeah, go ahead.
There's a base to start, sir. There is a base to start.
Well, I've had very interesting conversations with law enforcement, Keith, over the years, and I'm talking about going to police stations after midnight and having locked doors locked behind me and sitting down and talking to command staff about these type of issues for all of these years. I was never afraid to go anywhere and talk to anybody because I knew I wasn't nuts and I was sure of my premise and my convictions. That's what led me to talk to these guys. And I'll tell you what, Keith, I think you're getting the sense here that law enforcement is pretty much figuring out that they've been put in the middle of this crap and this is a no-win scenario?
It's so simple. Who writes the law? A man gets killed in New York for selling a single cigarette. Who wrote the damn law that said you can't sell a single cigarette? Who approved it? The mayor did.
That's right.
So that's who, if the people don't want enforcement, talk to your politicians. Real quick, real easy, talk to them. They're the ones that write it. And if they don't listen to you, it's time to move them out. And John, I thank you very much for the line. I wish you only the best. And like I said, the people that get to hear you, you're the sanest man in the business.
I appreciate those sentiments, Keith. Sometimes I wonder.
John, I haven't called since I talked to Larry King and Tom Clancy. I don't call radio stations, my brother. I love you. You take care.
Thank you, Keith. I appreciate your call very much. Coming up next hour, Dr. Jane Orient, MD. We're going to be talking about, well, what else? Folks, stay busy. Keep your mind occupied. If you let it go idle, you're going to go crazy. This is part and parcel of the psychological damage that's being done to Americans. No matter what your position, what your party is, what you think is right, what you think is wrong, this is affecting us all. We should modify that. A national shut the hell up week. But also, time to reflect week. Jane Orient coming up.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.